Though born in Moscow, Khalid Eisen lives in the United States. He's the deputy consul general of the Russian consulate in Seattle and was greeted by a small party at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport in Sitka.
Welcome to Sitka.
Thank you so much.
One thing that's striking about Eisen, he's an impeccably dressed man with white hair neatly trimmed and a tidy suitcase for the weekend. When asked why he wanted to come to Sitka, he said it's always been high on his travel list, particularly on Alaska Day.
I am a curious man, still curious man, and I would like to see with my own eyes what's going on and what happened here more than a century ago.
Zlata Lund came down from Anchorage to serve as a translator. Her mother, Natalia, joined her, presenting Eisen a stack of blinis, thin pancakes on a silver platter. Though Zlata had mentally prepared for a whole cohort of Russians, she wasn't disappointed that it was only one.
One is better than none, and it's supposed to start somewhere. This is the beginning, and 2017 is coming. Hopefully, in that year, we'll speak history, we will talk history, we will commemorate history, we will learn history.
Hal Spackman, the director of the Sitka Historical Society, anticipates there will be a wave of Russian interest in Sitka these next 2 years. He considers the 150th anniversary of the transfer a ripe chance for tourism, bringing money and pride.
I had my grandchildren here, and they were beaming to be able to welcome that person, you know, and that'll be a memory for the rest of their life.
One of his grandchildren, Tanner Steinson, bestowed Eisen a wooden platter shaped like a fish. He shyly said the gift was on behalf of the children of Alaska. Eisen beamed and tucked it under his arm. The greeting party then immediately got to work, configuring the diplomat's itinerary.
Would make this experience fun for you.
Yeah.
You might want to tour the area and see, even though it's rainy and cloudy.
And he was off. In 48 hours, Eisen took that rain-washed tour of downtown. He went to the ball, and he found some time, right before the parade, to meet me in the lobby of the Westmark Hotel. He had 10 minutes, so we got straight to business.
I was born in Moscow in 1958, so I'm a rather grown-up person.
Eisen got a degree from the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. In his 30-year career, he's lived on practically every continent. He worked first in Africa for 10 years, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Ghana.
After that, it was Europe, a little Austria, then Central Asia, then Baltic Republic, and after that, San Francisco, and now Seattle.
Eisen's been in Seattle for a year. Part of his job is to foster bilateral relations, and this trip to Sitka fits that bill. I asked Eisen what he thought about burgeoning hostility between our two countries in Syrian airspace. Eisen said that was a question he should leave up to what he called the big bosses. He added that these developments don't affect his job much, and he's doing what he can to improve relations from his side of the Bering Strait.
This June, the legislature of the state of Washington proclaimed month of June as a month of Russian-American historical heritage.
Eisen considers this a huge victory for the consulate, and he's pleased to see that Sitka has long embraced this history.
Especially during this Alaska Day on the 18th of October. Of course, this day belongs to the history of our two countries, Russia and the United States.
And with that, the Deputy Consul General was whisked away to his next stop, the Fortress of the Bear. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.